This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. Governments around the world are imposing new restrictions on daily life as they try to stop the coronavirus from spreading. But the World Health Organization warned Monday that while social distancing is welcome and necessary, all countries must put more resources into making testing available. The United States, as well as many other Western countries, has been criticized for a lack of access to testing, even for those who seek it. Several African governments have closed borders, restricted flights, and implemented strict quarantines meant to curb the spread of the coronavirus. For VOA, Simon Marks reports on COVID-19's economic impact on Africa.
The United Nations says it now estimates Africa's GDP rate will fall from 3.2% to 1.8% this year. Via Hasongwe is Secretary General of the United Nations Economic Commission for Africa.
This is going to deal a very severe blow to growth, even though the numbers of cases on the continent are quite small. Just look at that. Africa does not seem to be directly affected. But then when you go to the economics, and I think that is where the big story is for Africa, we are being severely affected.
Over the weekend, Kenya shut its borders to foreigners, while Ghana banned entry to anyone who had visited a country with the coronavirus in the last 2 weeks. South Africa, which is already in a recession, has declared a national state of emergency and banned travel to and from China, Europe, and the US. Simon Marks for VOA News, Addis Ababa.
A Japanese court on Monday sentenced a former home care employee to hang for knifing to death 19 disabled people and injuring 24 others in the deadliest mass attack in post-World War II Japan. The death toll from a suspected gas explosion that tore through Lagos, Nigeria on Monday has risen to 19 as the emergency services dig more bodies from the debris. You're listening to VOA News. Ohio Governor Mike DeWine announced Monday he wants to postpone the Democratic primary election scheduled to be held tomorrow in his state, along with the states of Florida, Arizona, and Illinois. The Ohio governor doesn't have the power to postpone the primary himself, but plans to make a legal request for the delay.
It is clear that tomorrow's in-person voting does not conform and cannot conform with these CDC guidelines. We cannot conduct this election tomorrow, the in-person voting for 13 hours tomorrow. And conform to these guidelines.
And the guidelines the governor's speaking of course, are those outlined by the Centers for Disease Control to keep infection of coronavirus from spreading. U.S. Democratic presidential candidates Joe Biden and Bernie Sanders staged virtual rallies on Monday today for that very reason. It's a day ahead of presidential nominating primary elections in those four states, Ohio, Illinois, Florida, and Arizona. Biden is expected to win those contests. The two candidates engaged in a lively debate on Sunday night on CNN. Biden made news at the debate saying he'd pick a woman as a running mate if he wins the Democratic nomination.
And I commit that I will, in fact, pick a woman to be vice president. There are a number of women who are qualified to be president tomorrow. I would pick a woman to be my vice president.
Sanders says he will strongly consider selecting a progressive woman for the vice president's role.
For me, it's not just nominating a woman. It is making sure that we have a progressive woman, and there are progressive women out there. So my very strong tendency is to move in that direction.
Global markets and businesses, big and small, have opened this week to a landscape seemingly altered by the coronavirus pandemic. VOA's Jim Bertel has more.
Banks are changing work patterns. Markets are plunging and retailers shutting. The biggest banks in the U.S. are moving to conserve cash through the first half of the year. The Financial Services Forum says members will suspend stock buybacks for some time. A surprise cut to interest rates by the Fed on Sunday has appeared only to rattle investors, and for some retailers, sorry we're closed signs indicate that for an unspecified length of time, shopping binges are out. While social distancing is in for most people, the virus causes only mild or moderate symptoms such as fever and coughs, but complications can occur for some others. Jim Bertel, VOA News.
I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.